America survive? It's up to us. Go to startimpeachmentnow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a caller in Japan who we'll go to at the start of the next segment, then I'll get into North Korea. Wants to parallel police in Japan versus USA. Jan in Virginia, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Merry Christmas. You're on the air. Okay, Jan is gone. Let's go to still have a good Christmas, Jan. Alex in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother.
Okay, well, you know, first I want to call and just, last caller, if you owe $1,500, the State Department, no passport. So anybody looking to get out, just making their way, don't trust that your passport's going to be good when you get to the gate to try to leave. So get affairs in order. We just had a California cop that just got arrested, sheriff. He kicked the old man's cane out from underneath him and then created perjury about it. Then he decided to has video evidence, and they went back and arrested him. It's kind of an amazing feat. And, yes, I think the Civil War can't be stopped. So
it can or it can't be stopped?
Can't. It's the wheels in motion too long. Just there's no way.
Well, we have four or five videos over the years I've seen of jail guards and police throwing quadriplegics out of wheelchairs. And they'll tell them, get up. And they're like, sir, I am paralyzed, neck down. I said, get up. So they're supposed to grow new legs. And they will throw them out or dump them out. And then they'll break more bones because their bones are like soft like cheese or like rotten wood. And then they'll defend it. I told him, get up. I mean, I have a friend who's a manager at Home Depot who got pulled over by a cop like 10 years ago or more. Now the cop's like a senior supervisor. And he filed a lawsuit. I've seen the video of it. And he says, what are these? And he goes, sir, these are my hand controls. I'm paralyzed, chest down. And he says, get out. And he said, all right, my wife has to get my wheelchair out of the back. He said, no, I said, get out. And he said, well, I can't. So he drags him out, it takes a real man to beat somebody up who's paralyzed. Let me tell you, that'll start putting quadriplegics in the UFC, baby. just lay him on the ground, maybe in a loincloth, and one of those guys can come in and beat him. And it's just bizarre. Look at that. Boom. So many videos of police pushing people out of their wheelchairs. Now, granted, sometimes people are in wheelchairs that really don't need them, but they're examples of quadriplegics in wheelchairs. In fact, that last one was an old man. We're showing video of your radio listener. Any other points you want to make, Alex?
Yeah, how about the protesters lately? They're still in the, you're either with us or against us. Can't even be on the fence no more. You're, the one thing they're protesting, and they're basically assimilated the process.
Well, they've taught the police that the safest thing for them to do is the minute somebody doesn't do exactly what they say, jump on them and beat them up. That might work at the time, but it's going to create massive animosity. And I think that's what we've seen shown here today. So it's really worrisome. I mean, if you're a radio listener, you ought to see the stuff they've been putting on TV but while we've been talking. Police beating people up in wheelchairs. And when they're quadriplegics, when they dump out on the ground, their head will bounce and their arms and legs are just laying there. It's basically like beating up Stephen Hawking because he doesn't follow your orders. And I've seen cases where they beat somebody up in a wheelchair and claim that it's because they assaulted them. In fact, in one case, it's a guy with a motorized wheelchair. He's paralyzed and he just drives by the cop on the sidewalk and grazes his shoe, so the cop takes him as disrespectful, so he beats him up. Because it's not enough to knock you out of the wheelchair. They got to beat you up once they do that. We've all seen the footage of the woman walking down the street, doesn't get out of the way for the cops.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Live Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
So the AP vote of top news editors around the country says the story of police killing blacks, unarmed blacks, is the top news story of 2014. It's certainly the top story that the media has hyped. You have to ask yourself, why is that? Because you can have 20 million kids with autism from vaccines, they're going to cover that up. Or you can have the borders completely wide open, they're going to cover that up. Or you can have Obama acting as a dictator, they're going to cover that up. Why are they hyping this? Well, it's because the public is really angry at the police. There's massive mistrust in government across the board. And so if the establishment can get us fighting with the police, that's all the better. It's not going to reform them. It's going to make them be a true standing army so they can then have the civil war they want, started by a race war. Weapons, money, and drugs. Report reveals FBI mishandles evidence throughout the agency because they're not accountable. I've had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, the former head of the FBI crime lab, on many times. And that place was a factory of frame-ups. That's why you can't trust DNA evidence. It can be planted, or they can just give a false positive. But there's all these forensic shows about how it's 100% bulletproof. Truth is, you got some really creepy, weird people in charge of things. And that's why this country's going to hell in a handbasket. North Korea says Obama behind the interview leak. Gun control advocate urges kids to inform on parents, turn in their firearms. ISIS supporters praise attacks on French citizens. Ferguson protester who met with DOJ taunts police with NYPD cop killer, quote, pigs in a blanket, and says cop killer was a mother effing hero. No, he was a scumbag that killed his girlfriend in cold blood, and then he went out and killed other people in cold blood. Just unbelievable. It's war on the streets of America. Former FBI assistant director, race provocations and cited violence towards police by the White House and DOJ. So it's also a civil war. They want to totally federalize local police, and that's why the media is hyping this up as well. There's a lot of different angles to this. I want to take a call from Japan. Then I'm going to get into North Korea news I promised to get to and some of the others. And then back to your calls. But let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Japan. There's a slight delay, so just go ahead and make your statement, Wesley, and then we'll let you go. Thanks for calling in from Japan.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to, make a little parallel with the cops here, and I'm sure you have some idea of it, but the cops here, they're just, it's like two different worlds. I don't even know how to explain it. You have to be here to understand, but they treat you like people. I mean, they treat you like your people. This is, before I say anything, my dad is actually a lieutenant on the Memphis Police Department. So I'm in the cop family. I love cops. I've always respected them, but it's crazy what's going on right now in America. And he's a great man. He's a great Christian man who loves the country, and he does what he can to protect his people. And that's what's going on here. They don't have weapons here. At most, you'll see one with a stick, but that's even rare. They don't carry weapons. They don't carry anything. Today, there was a drunk old man who was stumbling on the street, and I saw a cop get on the bus with him and go home with him. He took the guy home, and that's a normal thing you see every day here. You don't see that in America. I'm afraid to call the cops when I'm in America because, like we said, we get this, you know, you're just as likely to get beat up or, you know, thrown in prison for what the other person did to you. And it's ridiculous.
Well, I've never been to Japan, but I want to go. But I've read a lot of its history, and it certainly has its own set of problems because folks do work together so closely that if you have a tyranny, it's very dangerous because people will follow cult-like orders, kind of like the Nazi Germans did. But look at when they have an earthquake or a tsunami, crime rate goes down. Japan has one of the lowest crime rates in the world. They don't have any right to own guns there. They have occasional crazies that will kill a bunch of people with a knife. But it's the culture that people are respectful to each other. And so, see, it would be dishonorable for the Japanese police to be rude to people. I actually know somebody who was in a fight, though, the military in Japan, and once they didn't stop fighting, then the police came in and with their bare hands got in a big martial arts fight in the bar. And so that's actually what happened. That goes on. And you're absolutely right. And then once they arrested them, they didn't even handcuff them. They told them, put your hands in your lap. And then when they didn't do it, they would karate chop them. So once that happened, the gloves were off, and they would, like, started karate chopping them and putting bruises. So that is certainly what goes on over there. And America was born out of the gun. America was born out of swashbuckling, freebooting, pirate-like war continually. So that's why America's had so many inventions. It's why we're feared when we go to war. But now we're kind of the decadent slob great-grandchildren of those that built the nation. And so the police are a reflection of the public. The public is demonic, slovenly, arrogant, violent, hateful, not on average, but we have a large sub-segment of trash. white trash, black trash, Mexican trash, you name it, just trashy people. They all act the same and have the same horrible habits and love to thug around and love to gang up on people. And when I see thug culture in a community, it can be white trash people in a small town ganging up. It can be black trash ganging up on people. It can be a gang of cops ganging up and acting like thugs. It's called mob psychology. And America now has a mob psychology, and that's when police are dangerous, is when they're in groups and showing off to each other. And no one dare challenge the other because, well, then we're speaking out against a brother. No, you're not. What you're doing is creating a climate that is going to collapse the country. But in the midterm, pressure on police will make them close ranks and be that much more militarized and corrupt, which will lead to the Civil War. So I'm saying let's try to fix it from the public side and the police side. And we can decide what to do later about how big departments should be or what's constitutional. It's just I don't want to play into the larger plan. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense. And you're completely right about the police here. They ought to learn, you know, martial arts. They ought to know all that stuff. And people try to bring up this argument a lot with me that, well, look, man, they have the lowest crime rate in the world of any industrialized country, and they have no guns. Well, you're right. It's completely different. Their mindset is completely different. It's a completely different culture. It's not – you can't transpose Japan onto America and use that argument. It's two completely different mindsets. Their culture is about working together. It's brought up from childhood into, you know, the business workforce. It's all about working together. In America, we were born, like you said, we were born out of war. We've always had the guns, and like you said, we can't just take the people who follow the orders guns because the criminals will still have the guns. In Japan, no one has the guns already. Even the police don't have the guns. The guns are already gone. In America, the criminals will always have the guns. They're not going to turn them in. We're going to make the citizens turn on men, but not the criminals. That makes completely no sense. So it's completely false. It's completely.
Well, the reason the Japanese don't allow guns also is that's for war. And notice the NYPD has now come out and said, we're in a wartime department now. Yeah, you dressed up like it. You got ready for it. Now it's happening. You acted like soldiers to the citizens, and Lord knows there's a lot of scum in New York. The police have a really bad job, but it's just being around all that constantly, you dance with the devil. The devil doesn't change. You change. And the police are a reflection of this country. Did the police abort? It's like 60 million now. I keep saying 50-something million. The number's old. It's 60-something million people aborted. Get me the latest aborted since Roe v. Wade. Guys, thanks. The police didn't put the fluoride in the water. The police aren't setting up world government. The police didn't open the border. All I'm saying is I got big problems with the police. Big ones. But I've got real problems with the brain of the system. That's what's really jacking with us, including the police. 55,772,015. But that number is again rounded back, so it's higher than that. I saw a news article a few weeks ago that it's approaching 60 mil. 60 million people that are dead. And then we go, oh, we don't have enough people to pay Social Security now. We've got to import people. We've got to import 50 million illegals. Gee, how many people did you kill? But I forgot, I'm a racist. That's why I don't like the fact that, did you know almost half of those are black? Almost half the abortions, if you square the numbers, are black. Man, I could be a liberal Klan member and have black folks eaten out of my hand. Like Senator Byrd and Bill Clinton and all those people. That's why I make jokes to Democrats when I see them around town. I see a state senator, it's a Democrat, or I'll say, hey, where are your Klan robes? And they'll always laugh. Because let me tell you, folks, they know. And it just makes me want to throw up. But let me tell you, you want to get something done, you know, the Dixie Mafia. It's even more Dixie up north than it is in the south, I tell you. Not my soul. I'm not signing on to killing 55 million people, half of them black. And I just harp on that over and over again because We got to have a war. We got to kill cops because a couple black guys got shot. One man dies is a tragedy. 10,000 dies is a statistic. I think Joe Stalin said that. All right, I'm going to hit North Korea coming up. More of your calls and a lot more. Wesley in Japan, going to say sayonara to you. We'll be right back.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I've got so much more to think about. Deadlines and commitments.
Deadlines and commitments.
What to leave in.
What to leave in.
What to leave out.
What to leave out.
Against the wind.
against the wind.
Yeah, maybe I'm running against the wind. We were young and strong.
We found ourselves.
We're still just running against the wind. But that's what makes you strong in life, is running against the wind. Always going with the flow. Well, that sounds like North Korea, doesn't it? In fact, we have a graphic up on the front page of Infowars.com that says, a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. Edward R. Murrow, the great journalist, as he's known, because he defended communists. But you could argue he defended the First Amendment, so maybe he is a hero. That's a subject of debate. But what he is doing is changing a quote by Thomas Jefferson. So many quotes I see are just ripoffs of other quotes. The Thomas Jefferson quote is, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. I think that's a lot straighter, don't you? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. But perhaps it's even more eloquent. I don't know. A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. That's probably even more poignant. Because it is true. Sheep-likeness, submission. I mean, I've told the story. I'm not looking for trouble, but I was in a little Texas resort town, South Padre. And there was a motorcycle rally going on there, and it wasn't a supposedly, you know, outlaw motorcycle gangs. It wasn't even those guys. But it was just people out there just acting. Most of them were real nice, but some of them were, like, aggressive and would say stuff to people and be rude to families. And one of them did that to me, and I was like, what the hell is your problem, man? And I'm not looking for trouble, but I was just like, are you ready to back it up? Because you're wearing a leather jacket? I stopped right there, but, I mean, you know. I don't like people acting like wolves. Been to a third world country like Nicaragua and seen how the cops act there? It's scary. They act just like gang members that are getting ready to mug you. They get that same look, that same criminal swagger. And when I see it in cops' eyes or anybody's eyes, I'm sick of it. I see it in Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid's eyes. They're a bunch of thugs perched on us, Rahm Emanuel, all these globalists. Make me want to throw up. And when I see that little maggot, Kim Jong-un, I'm going to talk more about this in the next segment as well, of North Korea, a hereditary dictator. If he can stay in power another 100 years, they'll have red carpets for his great-great-grandchildren, and Hollywood stars will want to kiss their ring. Three generations, a hereditary dictator. Most of the country doesn't even have an electricity. Show the map of South Korea at night versus North Korea. Only two cities are lit up. Millions have starved to death or died or been eaten. Most families, the children are taken like eggs from a hen, to quote George Orwell, and raised in government facilities to be just mindless, gibbering idiots. And we are to believe that North Korea did this. I believe, I'm going to give Steve Pachinik's take on this, wrote Net Force and a lot of other big books with Tom Clancy. But I believe this is a false flag, probably by Sony, as a way to super hype this film ahead of a larger release later, and as a way to call for more net censorship and attacks on piracy, because they're tying North Korea now to piracy, online piracy. President Barack Obama is reckless, spreading rumors of North Korea orchestrated cyber attack on Sony Pictures, North Korea says, close quote, as it warns of strikes against the White House, Pentagon, and the whole U.S. mainland, the cesspool of terrorism. Such rhetoric is routine from North Korea's massive propaganda machine during times of high tension with Washington. But a long statement from the powerful National Defense Commission, the powerful, I mean, it looks like a bunch of people make jokes about it because it's so evil and so over the top in their badly tailored little suits standing around like a bunch of tyranny bots. It's just the opposite of freedom. I mean, it's just the spirit is just pure evil. But see, the evil that runs our country can sit back and look good juxtaposed to that. We're going to break all this down, Dr. Steve Pachinik, on this in Cuba and more. Straight ahead, I'll tell you what I really think.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
Coming up, report feds pressuring more doctors to ask patients about their guns. Under Obamacare, they now become total agents of the state. That's a Kit Daniels article, just went live at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and spread that out to everybody and get it on Facebook and Twitter. Gun control advocate urges kids to inform on parents, turn in their firearms. Yeah, I mean, they actually have them steal the firearms in the video and take them to the police. Talk about super crazy and super dangerous. Also, Walmart, Amazon, Kmart, Sears told to stop selling toy guns by the police in New York, who I guess are the state attorney general. Just thinks he's God. No judge, no jury. And the governor said, if you're a gun owner, just get out of the state. Or if you're pro-life, just get out of the state. Speaking of North Korea, I'm going to get Dr. Steve Pachinik's take on that. He's been to North Korea. He did a lot with South Korea. We're going to get his take on the situation with Russia. He grew up in Cuba, has a very interesting background. We're going to cover the waterfront, just bam, bam, bam with Steve Pachinik. But look at these headlines. North Korea's internet is having serious problems. It's already limited to just a few cities, as we showed satellite photos. Only two cities have power. That's being reported by The Verge newspaper. But we're to believe they ran these sophisticated hacking attacks. Well, I said last week, probably staged to bring in a bunch of cybersecurity laws or it was other hacker groups, and they're blaming North Korea. North Korea responded by saying, we'll blow the whole U.S. up. How about you blow up the whole galaxy while you're at it? They can't even tie their shoelaces from what I know. North Korea threatens strikes on U.S. amid hacking claims. And they've come out and said that they did not do it and that it's a false flag by Obama. I hate to be agreeing with North Korea, but that's certainly where it points. Sony gets a new threat. Anonymous says hackers aren't Korean. Release film or more hacks coming. Yeah, a bunch of these past hacks have been admittedly not North Korea. Of the Apple cloud, of other major groups. We've got an expert on cybersecurity and somebody that wrote books on it with Tom Clancy, Steve Pachenik. We're going to cover the waterfront here, Doc. StevePachenik.com. His new book's out there. You can find it at StevePachenik.com. Steve Pachenik Talks is the new book. But, Steve, let's get into your take briefly on what's happening with North Korea and this whole move to say we're not going to show Team America, we're not going to show this movie now. Is that just an attempt to set the precedent for the feds to ban movies by fiat?
No, I don't think so. I think what the problem really was, and you have to understand the dysfunctional level of Hollywood. Number one, you have to understand Sony is not an American company. That was not made clear to anybody in the United States or the world. Sony is a Japanese company. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of a Japanese Daibatsu. So the issue really relates between North Korea and Japan, which has a longstanding history of discontent and fighting since World War II and prior to World War II. This has nothing to do with the United States. This has much more to do with Kim Jong-un, Kim Il-sung, who had a long history against the Japanese. And this has to do with Abe and his handling of his economy, his handling of cybersecurity, and where Japan stands relative to Korea. I don't think our own government really understood this in terms of the fact that this is really a Japan versus Korean narrative, not a United States versus a North Korean narrative. The North Koreans can say whatever they want, but they attacked a Japanese company. They did not attack Weinstein Group. They did not attack Warner Brothers. They did not attack an American company. Sony is the wholly owned Japanese company.
You know, that's a great point. I was thinking that last week because, I mean, for those that don't know, the Chinese and the Japanese absolutely hate each other, at least from what happened in World War II. Even bigger atrocities by the Japanese in what is now North and South Korea, and they still follow that World War II propaganda that the original granddaddy came out of, that they're still at war with Japan. They're constantly threatening to nuke Japan. And so you're saying this is Japanese anti-North Korea propaganda?
Oh, this is totally between North Korea and Japan. I mean, it's not an accident. They could have put any show that they wanted to. The fact that it was a North Korean semblance of the leader. There's all kinds of videos of the North Korean leader that's never been hacked. But the real reason is you have two anti-Japanese films coming on. You know, the one about with Angelina Jolie, Unbroken, and then you've got this film which comes as anti-Korean, but comes out of Japan. And the Japanese do not admit to the fact that they've killed hundreds of millions of people in Korea, in Japan, in Vietnam. This is an old story that has never been closed by the Japanese, and the nationalism in Japan has increased because Abe has an economic process problem. And in turn, Kim Jong-un is attacking Japan to warn them that this is not going to continue. By the way, much of the money that came out of North Korea came from the pachinko parlors of Japan, the gambling term, and the Japanese don't admit that. So you've got a whole special relationship that, unfortunately, our president got into a narrative that didn't belong to the United States.
Sure.
Didn't belong to cyber attacking. It belonged to a province.
Okay. So you think the theory that it's a false flag. Why is Kim Jong-un then saying that Obama and Sony did it?
I don't even know if he said anything, quite frankly. You don't really know who says what to whom. But I can tell you that the relationship between Japan and North Korea is a determinant relationship that's historically determined, not by the narratives that we create now. The minute I saw that, I said Sony's in trouble because it's Japanese And the man who runs it, Linton, who was the head of a publishing company, doesn't know anything. Doesn't know how to manage anything.
Well, they admit Sony is in trouble and may be sold. As usual, a very unique perspective. You may be right, probably are. We know that they're in a propaganda war against each other. I've just got to say, I think of the Japanese, despite their past atrocities, we have our own here, as a lot better
like the Japanese,
than Kim Jong-un.
Japanese never had a Nuremberg trial. Like the Germans had, we have never indicted any of the Japanese war criminals who started biological warfare and killed American soldiers, British soldiers, Dutch soldiers, and killed Chinese civilians in Manchuria. We've never had that. And Hirohito has always been covered up as a butterfly enthusiast as opposed to the man who ran the Japanese biological warfare. So we have an old history here that comes out, and Kim Jong-un is emphasizing that point. The narrative goes away from America, right between Japan and North Korea.
Now, they let you into North Korea, is that right?
Yeah, I got in there through another passport. North Korea is basically a country like East Germany was for West Germany. It's a failed state, but we cannot unite it with an increasingly effective state like South Korea. And the reason for that is if we put the two countries together, they will implode. South Korea cannot handle the poverty and the scarcity of commodities and the ruling class, which is based on kleptocracy. So basically, the United States and the other countries that are involved in Asia are doing it very slowly. And quite frankly, it's China's responsibility. China is the guarantor for North Korea. China knows that very well. China has to handle North Korea. China will handle the hacking. And the Chinese are responsible when it comes to that. They know very well that North Korea can get out of control. So it's not an issue where the United States has to get into this or anybody outside of Hollywood, which is a dysfunctional institution, with another dysfunctional institution,
okay,
North Korea.
All right, let's shift gears because I want to get you on something about your life. It's very interesting. Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us right now. We don't know a lot about, how you were brought up, what happened. You were born in Cuba, right? Tell us about that and then give us your take on Cuba.
I was born in Cuba as a matter of fact, that the great liberal FDR did not allow a lot of the Holocaust survivors or my father and mother to come in through 41 during the war. My father was in the French Army. My mother escaped to Spain and Lisbon, and they brought visas into Cuba. It was like Casablanca, the movie. So I grew up there to the age of 5 or 6. We left. My mother spoke Russian. We knew that the Russians were coming in little by little. I didn't know Castro would be a communist, but she didn't like the Russians. She didn't like the communists. She didn't like the fascists. So we eventually got to the United States. The fact that I have fought the Cubans, Fidel's people, in Panama, and they're very effective. They're very smart. They run a very effective PSYOPs campaign in Panama and elsewhere, in Honduras and in Africa. The real issue is that after 50 years, the embargo really hasn't worked. What it's done, in effect, is made a lot of Midwestern farmers very wealthy, which I don't grudge their wealth. They made over $300 million in wheat and commodity sales. But the point of fact is it doesn't work anymore. And Cuba, after 50 years, is not really a strategic threat to anybody along the United States. We have so many Cubans now in Miami in the United States, and with the Burton Hill Act here, where they can come to the United States, touch the ground, they basically become United States citizens. So Cuba has always played an important part in the history of the United States. For example, during the Revolutionary War, Cuba was a transit point for which Benjamin Franklin and many of our founding fathers received illegal money from Spain and France and the guns and ammunition in order to fight the British. Most people don't know that. But eventually, Cuba was a de facto province of the United States. It has never been a strategic problem. Even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, I think Kennedy was not capable of handling it. We had a stand down. Eventually, it came through. Kennedy became a false legend. But the reality is enough. Cuba is really not our problem. Our problem now is really nothing. We've handled the Soviet Union very well. Now we've effectively handled Putin very well with the ruble. And the effectiveness of the American economy, which is formidable. I mean, coming this Christmas, America has to understand how strong we are in terms of our capitalist structure. And this results from the Bretton Woods Conference of 1944, where everything in the world is denominated against the dollar, including the ruble. And we've just knocked down, in this administration, they've knocked down the ruble, they've knocked down the ratings of Russia into junk bonds. And so now, effectively, rapidly, the United States is a superpower, not only militarily, but economically. So,
but, Doctor, really, let me stop you right there. Let me just stop you for a minute.
Yeah.
This is great game stuff. I mean, this sounds like British tactics to knock everybody else out so we're number one, but meanwhile our same elite is taking our basic freedoms as well and foisting it into this global system. I mean, I want the American system to be successful and to be the culture of the world, but I wanted to do that through the fact that it's moral and upright. I mean, what did Russia do in the short term to deserve a destabilization and an attempt to take its gas lines into Europe? Why shouldn't they be able to have a gas pipeline into South Korea?
Honestly, it had nothing to do with their gas lines as much as it had to do with the fact that Putin has been a kleptocrat for so long that he's been ruining the Russian economy. This came out of the Russians themselves. When he created the Sochi Olympic, he spent over $50 billion. He wasted out the internal reserves, and then there was a flight of capital. The issue of Crimea is a false issue. The real issue that came in was the issue that he destroying the country. And like basically Yeltsin and Gorbachev, he's a very weak leader. Although he looks tough, he looks very effective, and he looks macho. He, in effect, was a very weak leader for Russia. What America needs is a strong technocratic leader in Russia that can actually create trade and can work in the international system. The point of fact here is not that we started it. Ms. Merkel, who was the head of Germany, who knew him very well, basically said this cannot continue the way he's been acting as a kleptocrat, destroying the Russian economy, and the Russian people are now suffering. It was not a result of what we initiated. The effect of what we did in psychological warfare and economic warfare was a complete result of what Putin did to his own people. The Russians are great. They have nothing to do with it. This was directed to Putin, initiated by EU, and then followed by the United States.
So are you saying that the West is putting Putin out of his misery and that he was already killing the country?
Yes, yes. That's exactly what we did with Yeltsin. That's what we did with Gorbachev. Now we're doing with Putin. What Russia needs is a clean minister who can run the country without any problems with kleptocracy and raping their own country. That's basically what we're doing. There's a man named Gordon there who's a prime minister, who was a financial minister. He said it himself. Russia was destroyed by Putin. We only helped it. But no, never doubt our ability to run a psychological warfare, economic warfare, when somebody comes in with tanks that are antiquated, airplanes that are antiquated, or threatens any of our partners in the EU. This is the formidable part of America and the fact that we can do something without even having to show our guns. Basically, we do it because we're very sophisticated. We've done it 20 years ago in economic warfare. We will do it again. It's not the imperialism of a British country. It's really the effectiveness of an international system that says we can no longer afford the kleptocracy that exists in one country in order to destroy it so that we can have the distorted trade. What we need is a fair trade system, even with Russia. It's for the Russians.
Yeah, but I mean, saying Russia's kleptocratic is the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, look how kleptocratic our elites are.
Well, I don't say our big corporations are not kleptocratic. Believe me, I'm not a theologian here, but it turns out that, in fact, we have a far more resilient system that works not so much at the elite level as it does on the local and the community level.
Speaking of that, I want to shift gears and look at PSYOPs. I'm not a PSYOPs expert like you, but I'm not a doctor of psychiatry either. But I can look at MSNBC, CNN, the White House, trying to stir up black-on-white crime, trying to create race riots, trying to say the police are the cause of all our problems, or certainly have been turned into paramilitary units. But why is the establishment, or maybe you disagree, trying to stir up civil unrest? I see it as more divide and conquer.
Well, I don't know if it's divide and conquer. I don't think the president's been a very effective leader internally in terms of articulating any position. The fact that he's black aggravates the situation. He knows that. Eric Holder is left. These are not two African-Americans or blacks who came out of America. These are guys who were born on the countries and came out of either the Caribbean, as Eric Holder did, and Obama, wherever else he came out of Kenya. The issue at hand here has to do with underlying simmering problems between the black community, which still has to get its act together without responding to agitators like Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, and the fact that you can even give credence to CNN, MSNBC, or any of the others is a joke, quite frankly, Alex, because we don't even have it anymore.
This no, I know, but CNN. They are the they have a small
they
audience,
are the worst.
And it's their it's their viewers.
CNN, they've knocked out Fox News. You're the only news I listen to, Alex.
Well, you're what I'm saying is the remnant of the Democratic Party wants to run everything on racial division to change the subject from economics, and they're clearly doing it. I wanted to get your view on it because they're trying to push a narrative that's going to trigger a bunch of cop killing. Now, I know the system's pushing it. Why do you think they're pushing it?
Well, the problem that they're pushing, they may be desperate in looking at the various issues because they have no other issue to look at, but it's a very dangerous issue to look at cop killing and go against policemen on the local level. De Blasio understands this, but I didn't vote for De Blasio, and certainly I know people in New York who didn't vote for him. Again, we voted for people who are not qualified to manage major systems. As long as the Democrat or Republicans want to put forth candidates who are not capable of managing complex systems, this is what will happen. They will go to the lowest level of prejudice and the lowest level of propaganda and promulgate it because that's all they know how to do.
That's right. It's a dumbing down to just mindless idiocy.
Correct. And that's what de Blasio is doing. He has no idea of how to run a complicated city like New York. He's not qualified like Bloomberg. He wasn't effective as Giuliani. It's not a question of whether you're Republican or Democrat. It's a question of did you do what Alex Jones did? Build a business, build it up.
Stay right there. Final segment. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Final segment for the main broadcast. I'm going to go to some overdrive and talk to Cindy and Terry. And Nelson, the folks have been holding the longest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. If you just tuned in, Steve Pachinik is our guest. Comes on every few months. Always has interesting points and background. SteveBachinik.com is his website. Okay, Docs, we covered a lot of different issues today. Interesting perspective. I do monitor what I'd call dinosaur media, and that's all they've got, because big government, socialism, collectivism didn't deliver, so now it's just class warfare. It's sick to watch big crony capitalists like George Soros and the big foundations full tilt funding racial division and infighting. But I guess that's what they need to do to keep us from ever identifying them. What is your brief prognosis for the new year, the economy, and what's coming?
I think my prognosis is very good. Number one, our economy is going to be growing very quickly as the oil price is going down to probably $40 a barrel. Number two, we're growing at a very fast rate, 3 to 5% per year. Small businesses are increasing capacity. Local government is becoming more and more effective as opposed to national government. We are going to stop going into other wars. We're going to start ceasing the war. We're going to have a Iran, a detente, and probably Palestine will be recognized. That's a far stretch, but I would say that's where it's going to go. We're going to realign the Middle East, and I think America will remain the superpower for quite another 5 to 10 years without any effort, without use of military force.
What about China?
Optimistic.
What about other hotspots?
China has to work with us, because Americans have to understand one thing. Every renminbi or every yuan that the Chinese have is calibrated against the dollar. So they can have as many renminbi as they can, but it really is against the dollar. China is now in a real state of economic problems. I don't wish it to last, but President Xi has now gotten rid of a lot of the kleptocrats, just like he did of Putin. He could have gotten rid of Putin. He's getting rid of all of the corruption within the military, within the Communist Party, and he's trying to regionalize the growth areas so they can grow. But unfortunately, China cannot grow as effectively as the United States. It will not be a dominant power. Even though its economy is larger than ours, our per capita income is very low compared to ours, whereas in the 20,000 to 30,000, theirs is in a couple of thousand. So there's no comparison between China and the United States. China will always work with us or against us, but for the most part, China is not a threat.
What about their threats to go in and grab Philippine or Japanese islands?
It's only a threat. Basically, we've had the Spratly Island issues, which I've written about 20, 30 years ago, but basically we act as the intercessor. Our sink back, our Navy is very effective. Without our Navy, China cannot go through the Straits of Malacca or into the seas and the Pacific Ocean without our protection. So China needs us to protect their shipping. We protect 98% of their shipping.
What do you make of China starting military action against Vietnam?
Well, they can start it, but they have to remember they were twice beaten by Vietnam, and that's quite dangerous. The Chinese know the Vietnamese have beaten them twice. It's not a good beginning for the Chinese. They're not going to continue with that. China has a bigger internal problem than it has external problems. And Xi is a very ruthless leader, and he will keep China in control, but it has to be controlled. Within one year, you have 175,000 riots that have to do with corruption. Corruption, not communism.
And we're seeing attacks on police and government when they're seen as not delivering justice. As you said, over 100,000 riots a year. I think if we see more government corruption here, we're going to see that phenomenon expanding.
Well, the United States is interesting. We are a very quiet people, but basically it pushes too far. We do have the Second Amendment, and it's always there. We don't need to use it right now.
I agree with you. We need to, whoever holds their fire to the end wins in this fight. Dr. Pachinik, thank you. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. We'll be back tomorrow live. I'm going to do some overdrive. Infowars.com/show.
Radio Network.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.